From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. New York City hasn't exactly gone easy on teenagers with cell phones. Its citywide ban on phones in schools is just one example. But what may be a monumental inconvenience for teens has become an opportunity for a growing number of businesses who are only too happy to store those phones. Marketplace's Kate Casey reports.
While this signals the end of the day for most high schoolers, students outside Norman Thomas High School in New York City line up outside a bright blue truck to hear. Aaron Neal is one of them.
All right, so basically when we come in the morning, we come to this truck and they hold our phones until we get out of school. And then we get out of school, we just come with a ticket that has our number. And then we come, we give the ticket in, and then they just give us our phone back.
Ever since New York City banned electronic devices in public schools, a cottage industry has emerged, charging kids $1 a day to hold their phones during class. There are at least 11 storage trucks like this in the city. Here's student Randy Campbell.
They have these trucks all around New York, so they got more than 1,000 students going to this truck, and they make mad money.
The trucks frequent schools with metal detectors and strict enforcement of the cell phone rule. Some complain that unfairly takes money from lower-income kids. Others call them sitting ducks for robbery. Edison Bardwell runs the nonprofit Legacy Youth Corps, which owns 2 phone trucks. He's trying to introduce the spirit of corporate responsibility to the industry.
We feel it's best to take a good percentage, 60%, 70% of the funds, and reinvest it into the school. The school needs help. The school needs extra funding for the programs or the activities or the training for the teachers.
So far, Bardwell has raised $29,000. He hopes others will follow suit. In New York, this is Kate Casey for Marketplace.